God, just came on my heart. Part of it did. The Lord just kept dealing with us on it when Darrell preached in Sunday school Sunday. And just seemed like the Lord just kept maybe opening up some things to us after that. But I believe we may just do some reading and stuff here tonight. I don't know exactly how the Lord will lead, but we just want to follow Him over in Ecclesiastes. Over in Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter. I'm sorry, the 9th chapter. I may jump around a little bit tonight in different places and read a few different things, but just want to maybe try to bring out what the Lord showed us here in this. But I want to read. I'm going to start reading in about the 11th verse, maybe. Let me back up about the 9th. In the 9th chapter, 9th verse of Ecclesiastes. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare. So are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. This is the wisdom I have seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. And I'll stop right there. The verse is really on her heart, is that 12th verse that he says, for man also knoweth not his time. And as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in a snare, and it says, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. And I got to thinking about that, thinking about how that there's things in this life, and he said that in the 11th verse, he said, but time and chance happeneth to them all. You know, there's a lot of times that people, we think we have so much figured out in this life, and we think we know so much, and within ourselves, we don't feel like that there's a time of death truly coming, that there's a time that we're going to leave here. A lot of times we feel so young, and a lot of times we feel like we're so healthy. There's just so many different things that plays in our life that we don't truly accept that death is right at any moment in our life, that it can take place just at any time. And Solomon was saying in this, you know, he had seen all these different things in life, and he came to an understanding that it didn't matter if you were smart. It didn't matter if you were ignorant. It didn't matter if you were rich. It didn't matter if you were poor. It didn't matter if you were skilled, if you were unskilled. That there's a time coming to all of us. And it does it the way that he said it there, a time and a chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time. The devil plays upon that in a lot of our lost people's lives and in a lot of a Christian's lives. And He plays on that in our life, and He makes us think, well, I've got time. And He makes us feel like that we've got more opportunity than we truly do. And He goes on down and He likens this under Darrell, He likens it unto a net, a taking in an evil net, taking in fish, or a snare, taking a bird. And it says even man, He called it, He said, even man is snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon him. And in that, looking into that word evil in that, it means in this particular sense, unfortunate. Something that's unfortunate or something there that it says that's not prosperous. There's never a good time in our eyes to be taken. That evil net, that evil time in our life, it's unfortunate. And a lot of times we say, we'll look at people and see that they've passed and we'll say, they died too young. They didn't get to live their life. They didn't get to fulfill things. And we'll say, that's unfortunate. That net that comes in to get those fish, that snare that catches that bird, you know what it is? It's there to catch them unaware. It's there, if they knew the net was coming, those fish would be somewhere else. If that bird knew that snare was getting ready to get a hold of it, it would take another path. But the devil likes to play upon us because this day's coming upon us suddenly. Life's going to end quicker than you think it will. And the devil wants us to be ignorant of this. But there's one thing about it, the Lord don't want us ignorant. And He won't leave us ignorant. As I got to thinking in these things right here about that, and how that snare and that net, it's unfortunate. But you know what? It's inevitable. There's a snare set for every one of us. There's a net sweeping through where we're at, and there's nothing we can do about it. We preached maybe it was last Wednesday there about escaping. If the bird knew where the snare was, he would avoid it, wouldn't he? If the fish knew where the net was, he would avoid it. We know where the snare is. We know where the net is, and it's death in our lives. The same preacher, I thought it's once appointed unto man to die, and after this the judgment. You want me to tell you something? There's none of us that'll escape death in this flesh. But our soul is what needs to escape. The inward man is what needs to escape the snare that Satan's got laid for it. Death's going to take this old natural man. Death's going to snare it. Death's going to take it out of here. But there's one thing about it. Our soul don't have to leave and go to hell. There's a way that's been made. There's an escape for our soul. And if we ignorantly go by and do not acknowledge what God's done for us in our life, then we're walking right into the snares of death. We're walking right into the pits of hell. But you'll not go in there ignorantly. You'll go in there walking over what you've heard, going over the blood of Jesus Christ. So are the sons of men. Snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. I want to read over in Proverbs. Back up just a little bit into Proverbs, the 22nd chapter. I'm going to take my time tonight and just try to mind the Lord with this. Bible says in the 22nd chapter of the book of Proverbs, He said, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. That's exactly what we're just talking about. Every man is going to meet his maker. Every one of us was created by one God. And he said in that, he said that the rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. There's not one that's going to have one greater favor in the eyes of God than another. God's grace has been extended unto all. But we better have a good name rather than great riches. What's that good name? It's not my name, Matthew. It's not your name. Darrell, it's not your name. David, it's not your name. There's a good name that's rather to be chosen than great riches. And what's that good name? There's a name above all names. And His name's Jesus. That's the good name that's rather to be chosen than the great riches in this life. There's a way to escape the snares of death on your soul. And it's to choose a great name rather than riches in this life. To choose the name of Jesus. And it says in that, it said that a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. But the simple pass on and are punished. You know what a prudent man is? That's a cautious, a wise person. That's a person that enters into something with his eyes open. He said in that, he said, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. There's an evil time, Bobby Griffin, that's coming our way. It's an unfortunate time. And a prudent, a cautious, a wise man will see that day coming, and he will hide himself. And he will choose a good name. He'll choose a good name over great riches in this life. As we walk through this life, we'll choose God over the world. A prudent man is cautious. A prudent man keeps his eyes open for the snares of Satan. A wise man, Darrell's looking for something that's laid out for him. And he hides himself, Mike. Where do we hide, Larry? In the blood of Jesus Christ. In the good name that's chosen rather than the riches of this life. But what about the simple man? What about a foolish man? What does he do? What did the Bible say there? He said, but the simple pass on and are punished. There's some that does not want to hear the word of God. There's some that is willingly ignorant of the things that God sets before them. God Himself shines a light, as we preached the other day, into the darkness of this world. And He says, this is the way that leads to destruction. This is the way that leads to everlasting life. You can choose which way you want to go. Either you want to walk the way of a snare, and you want to be taken in that and face the punishment of God, or you want to choose a path of life and be able to be covered in the blood of Jesus Christ and the good name that's offered unto us. He says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. If we're walking in the things of the world, if we're seeking after the things of the world, you're not prudent. You're walking in the way of the simple. You're walking in the way of the froward. Well, what does that mean, preacher? You know what the definition of froward is? Not willing to yield or comply with what is required. If you walk in the way of the froward, then every time God comes by and knocks on your door and says you need to be saved, you try to go another way. We stand up out of the house of God, and God telling us, there's a snare the way you're walking. There's an evil time coming your way. There's death that will be faced. And when you hear it, message after message, time after time,
after week we come in here, Mike Ball. And there's one after another went out of here. Young, old, middle-aged. You show me one. They've been rich. They've been poor. In just the last little while that's left this life, you show me where God's been a respecter of a person. And you show me where the evil time has not come by every man's way. And if they left here lost, they'll go to hell. If you leave here lost, you'll go to hell. There's a snare there. And every man's going to hear the truth while he's here in his life. Every man's going to know that there's a snare, because God's not going to let you leave here either. And He's let every one of us know there's a snare in this way. But you can avoid it. But like we preached the other week, how do you escape if you neglect so great a salvation? You ain't going to escape it, Earlene. There ain't no way past if you don't go through the blood and choose the good name rather than the riches, rather than the things of this life. We'll say, preacher, I ain't got no money in the bank. You want me to tell you something? A lot of times our pride is what we build up as a richness in our life. An unwillingness to do what we know is required. That's a forward heart. That's a forward life. That's denying that you need God and saying you've got a better way to go and you can do it some other way. There's no other way besides Jesus Christ, Lee Pink. But we live in a time where everybody thinks they've got a better way and they can do it different. There's no way to be done any different in this. It takes broken, contrite spirit. And every man's going to face his day. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. I'm far from the snare, Darrell. You know what he done my life, Matthew? Grave, where's thy victory? Death, where's thy sting? There's no both thorns. There's no snares in my life. I fear not death no more. Naturally, in this old flesh, do I want pain? Do I want suffering? Do I want loss? Do I want death on this right now? No, this here wants to hang on to life all it can. But in my soul, I'm not one bit afraid to face death. Well, you just really suck, mate, you preacher. No, but I'm a walking with one. I acquired a good name one day rather than great riches in this life. I acquired a good name, and His name's Jesus. I started walking with one that, hey, I can say, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. I'm not walking through this valley by myself. I chose a good name rather than great riches. Not my good name, I done said it, but His name. No other name among men whereby must be saved. As you will believe, was reading that the other day, wasn't it, Darrell? I've got some others I want to read. Lord help, Lee says this a lot of times, if our people would just get a hold of this. You say that a whole lot of times, Lee. If our people would just get a hold of this. Church, if we'd just get a hold of this. If we would just get a hold of this. Darrell was talking about the grace of God a while ago. If we would just get a hold of the grace. Just get a hold of the grace. God's favor is upon our life, Darrell. I deserve the snare. I deserve that evil net. I deserve the evil time. I deserve death. But He took it for me, Paul. He died so that I could live. I'm thankful.
Yes, God.
That's a snare that was laid for me. And he walked right into it. So that I didn't have to. He made a way of escape. And if we neglect it, there is no escape.
I'll read over in Proverbs, in the second chapter of Proverbs. While you was turning there, I want to read something else over in 2 Peter 2. Give me just a minute to find it. Says over in 2 Peter in 2nd chapter there, and then I'll turn back over to Proverbs. In the 9th verse, he said, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." You know what I don't know how to do? I don't know how to escape the snare within myself. But you know what? God knoweth how to deliver. He knows how to deliver.
Mike, I didn't know how to get around. I didn't know how to escape the snares.
They got people in our military today that goes ahead of the troops to try to sniff out, to try to find any kind of things that's laid in the path of those men coming forward.
I've got one that went before me. And he knows the path. He knows. He gave the way. He cleared the way that we had a path to walk. He cleared the way that we had a path to righteousness. But they some of a forward mind, of a forward heart, that's walking right into the punishment of God. I'm not talking about a beating from a man. I'm not talking about a natural scourging. I'm not talking about prison time. Hey, in this natural world, I'm talking about the wrath of God, people. And our people is saying, "I know something better than God does." And we're trying to walk a different way than to come through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've got a mind where we don't want to listen to God no more. But there's an evil time coming to everybody in this common death. And we'll not escape it. There's a snare there that you will not escape without Jesus. We escape it here. When an animal gets snared in something, it just has to sit there and wait until the one that sent the snare comes and gets it. When a fish gets caught up in a net there, it just has to hang on for the ride until it gets pulled in on it. And then it'll face whoever set that for them. That's the same way today. There's a whole lot today turning God away. You're getting caught in the snare, and you're just waiting for Him to come get you. That's an evil day. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for you. It's not a prosperous time coming your way. If Satan's got you snared, he's coming for you. It's a day of punishment. Satan ain't what you need to be scared of. What's the beginning of wisdom? Fear the Lord. This whole world goes around like we were to be scared to death of Satan. Fear God, church.
Yeah.
Fear God, lost person. Don't you fear man, don't you fear Satan. You fear God. God will take care of Satan. He's already took care of Satan.
You know what? I can say, get behind me, Satan.
I'm going to read over here in the second chapter of the book of Proverbs. He says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart unto understanding, thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thine voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as a hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of the mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for righteous, for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that seeketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger that flattereth with her words." You realize there's a way of deliverance from the snare. And God's the only way. There's something that we will not be able to escape. That's death in this flesh. But you know what you can escape? The death of your soul. Maybe if the world could just get a hold of it. Matthew, if people weren't trying to hang on to their life, you wouldn't have a job. They go over there and work out, and they try to stay so healthy. They do, why, to preserve this for a little longer. To keep this for a little longer. To give it another year, another 2 years, another 10 years. But you want to know something? You can work out every day and eat your vegetables, and you can do everything as far as what the doctor says. But Solomon said over there that every man's got a time. And it don't matter. It don't matter if you work out all the time. It don't matter how smart you are. It don't matter how dumb you are. You're going to die. This is going to die. But you know what? Your soul don't have to die. You can avoid the snares of the devil. It's laid out there for you. It's just waiting on you to walk through right at the right moment. And the snare will be set. The net will be pulled in. There's one thing about it. I told you Darrell read something Sunday that the Lord started dealing with our heart on this. He read over in Psalms 124. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read this whole chapter. It ain't long. It's 8 verses. But I want you to listen to this. He preached from this in Sunday school. I ain't trying to add what the Lord laid some things on our heart out of that. 124th Psalm. "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. Then their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. How do you escape the snare? How does the snare get broken? You choose a good name rather than riches. You choose a good name. What name's that? Our help is in the name of the Lord. Have you ever chosen a good name? Have you ever chosen the name of the Lord? Or are you choosing riches? A froward heart. An unwillingness to come the way that God says to come. Many today are setting back Isaac in their good deeds, their good works, their own self-righteousness. And they're going to try to present that before God one day. And they're going to try to escape that snare that's got a hold of them. And they're going to try to come in. But the only escape and the only way to see the snare broken is in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk, he said. That's the name. There's not another way. If you stand before God in judgment to face punishment, you will face punishment unless the blood of Jesus Christ is on your life. There's no escaping it. But you know what? On that day, I'll not get what I deserve. Grace. Grace took my place. God, His unmerited favor to say, here's my son. I've offered up a worthy sacrifice on your behalf. Isaac read that we should present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. Do you realize what Christ did? He presented His body. A living sacrifice that was holy and acceptable unto God. That's what made us worthy. You know what that done? That broke the snare. If we believe, if we'll trust Him, if we'll accept Him, His name broke the snare in my life. It broke the net in my life and allowed me to go free, God. Ain't that wonderful?
Yes.
He got to be in hell today. But because of Jesus, I'm a free man. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. If you've got the Spirit in your life, you're free. We use that a lot of times in church, and get freed up and all these different things. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, if there's a Spirit in the church, we can get free. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's a Spirit down in my soul and I am free. It's the Spirit of Christ Jesus. And I'm free. And I'm free indeed.
Yes.
How could that be, preacher? He broke the snare. He broke what had me bound. He gave me freedom. He cut me loose. And let me run free. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. That bird was caught in the snare, wasn't it? He couldn't fly.
Couldn't fly.
It couldn't get nowhere. You're free. You've mounted up with wings as eagles. Shall run and not be weary. Shall walk and not faint. I'm thankful the snare has been broken in my life. I'm thankful the freedom of the Spirit lives within me. No matter what happens in this world,
Paul and Silas was bound and in prison. And what happened down in the midst of there? The stocks fell off. The doors flew open. What happened, God?
God come by.
That's what happened in my life. God come by. And He freed me. I was free right in the midst of the prison, wasn't I? I may still have this old prison wrapped around me. I may still be walking through this life, but I promise you I'm free on the inside. They can look at the outside of that jail and they couldn't see nothing, no different. But I'm going to tell you what, they heard some singing going on down on the inside. They heard some praise of the Lord going on down on the inside, didn't they? There's no jailer. Got to hear some things going on down in there. I promise you this. This whole world might see and they may look like it. They think we're in a prison. But I promise you this. They're going to hear some singing going on from the inside. They're going to wonder how in the world do people get freed up like they do. How in the world are they able to sing the strange land? How in the world are they able to shout? How in the world are they able to feel deliverance in the name of the Lord? That's how. I've escaped the snares of the fowler. And his snare got broken, Dick. Gee, I ain't worried about death, buddy. I ain't worried about the grip. Whatever comes my way, Larry. Do I know my time? No. But I've got an appointed time. It's coming my way. Just because my papa lived to 99, does that mean I'm going to? No. No. I may leave tonight, Savannah. And I promise you this. I pray so much to them to preach the gospel. If I leave, I hope they just rire back and preach to our people. Jesus Christ. Preach love. Preach a way of escape. Don't preach that old dead carcass of thing rice laying in the front of a church somewhere. You preach Jesus, the way of escape. You let them know. Hey, you let them know I've gone on to a better country. You let them know. Hey, that I got totally freed up one time. Never to be bound again. You'll be bound hand and foot for all eternity and cast into an outer darkness and a flame of torments like you ain't never known. There'll be no escape. There's no escape after. Our time of escape is now. When the light shines into the darkness. But if you want a forward heart, you want to go through and you think that you don't need this way, you think you can make it some other way, you'll die and go to hell. And we're in a day and time where that's what's getting believed a whole lot of. No one come that old way. Well, like Naaman, ain't there some better ways? Ain't there some better rivers? Naaman said, ain't there some better rivers than Jordan? Can't I go to one of them? Why do I have to go that way? Because that's the way God said. There ain't no other alternatives to this. There's an evil time coming. There's an evil net sweeping your way. The only way you're going to get out of it is the name of the Lord. The only way you're going to get out of it is to hit your knees and cry, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Save my never dying soul
from a place called hell. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Never be firm on anything tonight. She got saved the day she got saved. Oh, Lord Jesus, forgive me for the way I've done. Lord Jesus, forgive me. wasn't nothing fancy. It wasn't nothing rolled out. You know what it was? It's an honest, humble, broken heart crying out because she saw herself in the snare. She said, "Man, I'm dying. And I can't pray. Then I'm leaving here. And I don't feel like you'll hear me." She got broke. She saw herself down. She saw herself going to hell. She went to cry out the name of Jesus. Larry, when she said his name, I felt him. I felt him right then. When she said, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for the ways I've done it. You know what I felt? I already had the freedom of salvation on my life, but I could feel the snare getting broken in her life. I could see it falling off of her. When I could see her weeping over the arm of that chair and crying out, and her just a little bit, all I could hear is, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." The snares of death, the snares of hell got broke in her life. And when she looked up at me again, I said, "Nanny, how do you feel?" She said, "Praise God, He saved my soul." The snares got broke off. The net got cut away. That's just one example. I told that because I got to witness it. Everyone else in here saw somebody get broke loose before. And you better have seen yourself get broke loose one day. Better choose a good name rather than great riches. I wish I could quote it. I'll quote it wrong, I'm sorry, but little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of an evil man. I'll find that quote for you, but I think I quoted exactly right. A little that a righteous man hath is better than great riches. It might seem like a little that we got. It might not seem like much. You know what it is? Deliverance.
Yes.
Didn't seem like old Stephen had much, did it? Didn't seem like he had much. You know what he got on the day when that old evil time come around his way? When that old net tried to sweep through and get him? Say, "Stephen got stoned to death." No, he didn't. He got delivered. His old flesh had an appointed time and it met right there that day. This old flesh is going to meet, whether it be by a heart attack, whether it be by cancer, whether it be by a car wreck, whether it be by falling off a cliff, whether it be by a stroke, whether it be by stoning, whether it be by hanging. This old flesh has got a time it's going to meet. But you know what? Just like old Stephen, if you're born again child of God, you've got a day that you'll get delivered. Stephen didn't face death that day. Well, I know he didn't. He looked up and saw Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father. And the Bible said he had the face of an angel. He fell asleep. That just tickles me to death. Rich man died and was buried in hell. He lifted his eyes. Lazarus died and the angels came and carried him into Abraham's bosom. Boy, don't that sound sweet? It's coming a day when I'm going to get delivered. It's coming a day when the burdens are going to get laid down. It's coming a day I'm going home, Mike. It's coming a day when I'm leaving this old world. Which I don't want to leave. This old flesh, I done said it. It don't want to turn loose. Though I got a soul that says, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus." I got a soul that's longing for home more and more every day.
Yes. Yes.
But I don't realize when the Lord's got me here, I've got work to do. Everywhere I go, Mike, let me turn the light on. Everywhere I go, let me say there's a way of escape. You caught the snare, and I know one can break it. There's a way out. But if you neglect this great salvation, you ain't going to escape. I pray today. Choose a good name rather than great riches.
Rather than a froward heart.
That's abomination unto God.
Trying to tell Him there's a better way than the blood of His Son.
Why do you think that He said that we'd put ourselves in danger of damnation of hell if we blaspheme the Holy Ghost?
When that Spirit comes by and says, Jesus is the way.
The blood of Jesus is the way. And that Spirit comes by and it goes to knocking. And it says, here's your opportunity. Who knows how to deliver? Who knows how to deliver? God. When we tell you something, who knows when you're going to leave here? God does. You think He comes by and knocks on your heart, my heart, for no reason at all? The night I got saved, I truly believe I was leaving here. God doesn't come by and show me, you're leaving here, old boy. But you know what He did?
He saved my soul and He added unto my days.
And He gave me a time to work for Him.
I told you the testimony of my name.
She got saved and died 2 days later. Not even quite 2 days. We don't none of us know. But He does. And there's a reason He comes by and knocks. There's a reason He says you better get in. Because He knows when you're looking. You don't know.
Our time's appointed. And our times are coming. Back over into Ecclesiastes. I'm going to read this one more time. I returned in the 11th, 1st, 9th chapter. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time. There's not a one of us in here that knows our time. He said, as the fishes are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falls suddenly upon them. He said, behold, I come quickly. I want us to understand we may not be here tomorrow. If that scares you, it ought to. It scares me to think that some of my lost people may not be here tomorrow.
If I die, I'm not worried. If I die, don't you worry.
But if our lost people die, there's no need for us to keep worrying for them.
Because once they're dead, that's the best thing we can do. But while we got breath, tell them that the way of escape in His name is Jesus. Choose Him.
He'll break the snare. He'll deliver.
It don't matter. A little bit of suffering down here. A whole lot of glory in eternity. I don't mind that trade.
I don't mind that trade.
That's what the Lord laid on my heart.
I love you.